USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is lashing out at Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings after he was authorized to subpoena texts and emails from White House officials. As chair of the House Oversight Committee, Cummings criticized Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan for the poor conditions at detention centers at the border. The president tweeted that Cummings is a bully for screaming at the Border Patrol. Cummings tweeted back that it's his duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch, and it is also his moral duty to fight for his constituents. The Supreme Court has given the go-ahead for work to begin on several sections of the southern border wall. A 5-4 vote by the conservative majority high court gave the president a win by allowing his administration to redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his border wall. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Speaker of the House and OAC have met to clear the air. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
A meeting of the minds behind closed doors Friday between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. Ocasio-Cortez shared her thoughts on the meeting with reporters as she walked to the elevator.
It was a really positive meeting and productive.
Pelosi had this to say.
I have some level of confidence and actually joy in seeing diversity in our caucus.
The two have disagreed over whether to start the impeachment process against the president.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler filed a petition in federal court to obtain secret grand jury material from the Mueller investigation. Nadler said the panel needs the information to consider whether to pursue impeachment against the president after Robert Mueller's testimony.
He told us in a remarkable exchange that but for the Department of Justice policy from prohibiting from doing so, he would have indicted President Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A wildfire that's been visible from Interstate 5 in southern Oregon for the past few days has grown to nearly 9,000 acres, and authorities have told some residents to be ready to evacuate. The Milepost 97 fire near Canyonville started late Wednesday and is burning in steep, rocky terrain. The Oregon Department of Forestry said about 900 firefighters and 15 helicopters are battling the blaze, along with a host of large air tankers. Smoke from the fire has led to an air quality advisory in four counties in the southwest part of the state. Europe is dealing with problems, including travel disruptions from one of the worst heat waves ever. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The travel problems began on Thursday, especially disrupting rail and air travel in Britain, lasting into Friday. Technical problems at the air traffic control center there grounded many flights at the nation's two main airports. Britain, along with much of Western Europe, enduring one of its hottest days ever on Thursday, with a reading of 102 Fahrenheit recorded at Cambridge University's Botanic Garden in eastern England. Paris recorded its hottest day ever at nearly 109. Europeans and tourists were jumping into fountains, lakes, rivers, or the sea to escape the heat wave rising up from the Sahara. Britain, France, Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands are all places where air conditioning is not typically installed in homes or stores or restaurants. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.